Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price reporting and following the terrible story this afternoon. Charlie Kirk has been killed, 31 years of age, at Utah Valley University. The gunman, or the alleged gunman, is now in custody, and we're waiting for word once they feed us some information on exactly what's going on. We'll definitely have that for you. But right now, Austin, let's go ahead and look into three important things that you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, Escambia Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, County Attorney Allison Rogers, and Commissioner Stephen Berry will be deposed in a District 1 defamation lawsuit. This is against two Pensacola funeral home directors. Bender and Rogers scheduled for October 20th, Berry for October 21st. Attorneys want information about letters sent by local funeral home directors. Back in April 2023, they raised concerns about body conditions after an autopsy.
Number two.
And today marks the peak of hurricane season. So far, there have been six named storms in a season predicted to be above normal. Instead, the National Hurricane Center is watching tropical waves, not hurricanes, tropical storms, or even tropical depressions. As of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions, and forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf over the next 7 days.
Number three.
City of Pensacola is revising its land development code to make it easier to understand and to support attainable housing. This represents the first comprehensive update to the code since its original adoption back in 1947. City officials have identified changes to the code as a significant measure in addressing the local housing situation. 615. Austin Price in. Has a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we got some backups on the Var Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, we still have some lasting issues on Highway 90. This is near Woodbine Road. There was an accident over there, still causing some heavy congestion at this time, going both east and west, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of those two spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. Highway 90, definitely the bigger of the two issues right now. As for your weather, 87 degrees. Low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days. And with that lack of rain and nothing but clear skies and sunshine, we are going to see the temperatures logically ramp up just a tad. Come Friday, that's looking like our hottest day. Going to have a high of around 91.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
If you've been wondering about the status of the plans for the old Baptist Hospital facility, well, you know, the county's grappling with the city and who's going to pay what to who. Well, earlier today, Mayor Reeves was on Pensacola Morning News, where he updated Andrew McKay, and they discussed the situation at the old Baptist Hospital.
Right. Well, we have a donation agreement in place.
Right.
And we just haven't closed on it. So we have a signed donation that's coming this Thursday to our council to take the additional parcels that were right of first refusal parcels, and then actually that we're going to go ahead and take possession of those. And because we're already planning whether the county decides to live up to the contribution or not, we've got to be future planning here. And one of those potentials, as I mentioned to our council on Monday, would be, well, if we can sell these additional parcels that weren't included in the original donation at market rate and to the highest bidder, well, that's a way to help mitigate this drop in expectation of the $2 million that we've been talking about for 19 months.
Okay, Baptist Healthcare vacated the former campus after building new facilities across town, and Pensacola is set to take ownership of the 31-acre property, demolish existing infrastructure, and over the next decades or so, build a mixed-income community. So there you go.
All righty, and two people injured after a driver ran a red light in Escambia County. A Florida Highway Patrol crash report said the driver of a truck was driving south on County Road 95A when he ran a red light, crashing into the driver's side of an SUV that was reportedly driving east in the inside lane on West Airport Boulevard. Both drivers were taken to Baptist Hospital with minor injuries.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, more than 4 years later, federal investigators have yet to provide a concrete answer as to why in the world that Miami area beachside condominium tower collapsed in the middle of the night, killing nearly 100 people. Eben Brown has more from this report in Miami.
Jennifer Jenkins burst onto the political scene in 2020 when she won a school board seat in a Florida county President Trump won by 10 points. Now she's trying to once again pull off an upset.
Lately, politicians have forgotten how to use their voice.
Jenkins becoming the first prominent Democrat to declare in the Sunshine State's 2026 Senate race, as she'll try to flip the seat currently held by Republican Senator Ashley Moody. Moody will be the heavy favorite to win re-election in a state where only one Democrat has won a statewide race since 2018. Democrats need to flip four seats to take back the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the Hernando sheriff says a major operation by his detectives has taken down a crime network. Sheriff Al Nienhuis says they discovered illegal gambling machines at the Super Saver convenience store in Brooksville after pulling over the store manager and finding drugs. He says two gangs used the store as a hub and even engaged in violence in the parking lot. Prosecutors say there was so much gambling and drug dealing at the store that almost no one went in to actually buy food or snacks. One man got robbed by others in the store who didn't recognize him. 22 people are facing charges.
618 News Radio 92.3. The state attorney's office saying 20-year-old Phoenix Eigner, charged with the fatal mass shooting at FSU, will not likely go on trial as planned in November. This is due to changes in defense counsel. Eigner faces charges for killing two and injuring five people on the FSU campus.
My goodness, all righty. And also here in your state headlines, the 22-year-old who was punched and dragged out of his car by a Jacksonville sheriff's officer speaking out. William McNeil's February arrest went viral after he shared dashboard video. McNeil's legal team says he suffered a concussion and a traumatic brain injury and hasn't returned to college since the arrest. Attorneys Ben Crump and Harry Daniels announced they're suing the city of Jacksonville and two officers involved in the case. Prosecutors now say McNeil was stopped because his SUV was spotted at a house under drug surveillance.
Okay, here's one for you. Sex Ed for Social Change, a national nonprofit group here, gave Florida a failing grade for K through 12 sex education. Sex Ed requires state approval. Parents can opt out, and LGBTQ plus topics are totally banned. Florida has more laws restricting sex education than mandating it.
My goodness. All right. And lastly here, hundreds of people are protesting upcoming budget cuts outside Miami-Dade Commission headquarters today. Miriam Singer, president of Jewish Community Services of South Florida, says there's a proposed 30% reduction in grants for safety net services. The $12.9 billion plan includes cuts to charity grants, parks, and social services while hiking transit fares. The second budget hearing is set for next week. All righty. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you. Right here on this Wednesday evening edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Come on. Come on. Start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive, quality you can afford.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income,
Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 623 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today on this Wednesday. Sliding downhill from here, looking towards the weekend.
Yep.
And boy, does Austin have a forecast for you this weekend.
Oh,
looking, good. I think Friday you said, real quick here, didn't you say Friday was going to be the warmest day coming up?
Yes. High of 91.
All right. Bad day today out in Utah. Charlie Cook, founder of Turning Point USA, was shot and killed at an event at Utah Valley University. Just absolutely horrible. He was 31 years of age. One of the witnesses at the scene described the moments that followed the shooting.
Everybody in there was very concerned for him. And all I could think of was go towards Charlie, because I just want to know if he was okay. You know, a lot of people like him. He's a very courageous man.
Well, another witness shared his experience, stating that he wasn't at that event Kirk was hosting, but was nearby on campus.
From what I heard, it was a sniper from a long ways away. So, I don't know. I think the focus of this should probably be on probably some sort of gun control or something like that, so that things like this can't happen again.
All right, 624, News Radio 92.3. Stocks Indy mixed today as the latest producer price index report boost hope for a Fed rate cut. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A surge in shares of Oracle, which said AI had fueled an astonishing quarter, led to a broader rally in AI-related stocks. Shares of Oracle rose 36% for a record high. In addition, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that OpenAI signed a contract to purchase $300 billion in computing power over roughly 5 years from Oracle. As a result of Oracle's earnings, shares of chipmakers NVIDIA, AMD, and Broadcom rallied on cloud momentum. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow down 220 points. The Nasdaq higher by 7. S&P 500 up 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, of course, Austin Price. Taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. At last check, our worst spot was Highway 90, traveling east or westbound towards Woodbine Road. Still have some backups there. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound passing Woodbine, but the bulk of that congestion has nonetheless subsided. And then we did have a little bit of issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has cleared out as well. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees still, low of 69 tonight, mostly clear skies. That's how it's been all throughout today. That's how it's going to be the next several days. And as I told Chris just a few moments ago, we are going to see the high start to creep back up a bit. Friday currently looking the highest over the course of the next few days at around 91.
Okay, our residents in South Carolina are already bracing themselves as we head into hurricane season. Fox Weather's Robert Ray. He's in Charleston, South Carolina this afternoon with the latest report for us.
Another high tide cycle just came in from the Atlantic into historic Charleston. Thankfully, no significant flooding with that stalled front out in the Atlantic, and the northerly winds affecting over 1,000 miles of coastlines. And you know, this is a time where historic cities like Charleston and Savannah can reflect on how they're preparing for hurricane season as we approach the peak. And yes, it's quiet right now, but we know what happened last October with Hurricane Helene and Milton. People are prepping and thinking about what could come and crossing their fingers that the rest of hurricane season is quiet. In Charleston, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And former Presidents Joe Biden and Barack Obama reacting to the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. Biden posted on X that he and his wife Jill are praying for Kirk's family and loved ones and said that there's no place in our country for this kind of violence and that it must end now. Obama also wrote on X, and he had a very similar statement, calling the shooting despicable and saying that it has no place in our democracy.
Well, Thursday marks 24 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, and families that lost loved ones may finally be able to pursue justice. Let's hope so. Eric Sean has more from Liberty Park in New York with the latest.
Saudi Arabia families now have been given the green light by a federal judge to sue the kingdom over its alleged role in part of these attacks. And federal judge George Daniels ruled there was, quote, reasonable evidence that Saudi Arabia sent two men, one a reputed intelligence agent, to our country to help those hijackers. The suit accuses the pair, Omar Al-Bayami and Fayyad Al-Tayami, of helping the first two hijackers who arrived in the U.S. They were Nafa Al-Hamzi and Khalid Al-Midar. They landed in Los Angeles the year before 9/11, and the Saudis are accused of giving them money, renting an apartment, and opening a bank account in which the hijackers deposited almost $10,000.
And Israel says it has carried out an attack in Yemen targeting Houthi leaders. In a statement on X, the IDF said that the strikes were a response to attacks by the Houthis. It said they struck a fuel storage site and military camps, and it comes after Israel launched strikes against Hamas leadership in Qatar on Tuesday.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The Fire Department of New York holding an annual ceremony that has become a somber reflection of the lingering effect of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Kevin Urensky has the story.
Tuesday, the FDNY added 39 names to its wall of firefighters who have died as a result of 9/11-related illnesses, which now totals more than 400. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker.
These losses continue to mount, and our heartbreak continues to grow.
The number of firefighters who have died from illnesses now surpasses the 343 lost on 9/11 itself. Still, despite the hurt, New York Mayor Eric Adams says there is a lesson we must continue to teach.
That this is the greatest country on the globe, and this city is representative of that.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
The key to finding happiness in the U.S. might start with an aloha. John Saucier has more.
This new Wallet Hub report ranks the happiest states in America for 2025. The rankings are based on 30 metrics, including emotional and physical well-being, work conditions, and community support. At the top spot, it seems like it's very easy to be happy in Hawaii. Residents there have the highest rate of life satisfaction. Maryland came in second with its low unemployment rates. And if a nice ear of corn makes you happy, well, maybe you'd like Nebraska, the third happiest state. West Virginia came in last place in this report. From the 16th happiest state, New York, I'm John Saucier, Fox News.
Powerball, $33 million tonight. They'll make that drawing around 10. Play wisely. Good luck to you. Coming up in less than five, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Conservative activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk has been shot and killed while speaking at an outdoor campus event at Utah Valley University today. Fox's Jonathan Hunt describes the shooting.
He is addressing members of the crowd. He is engaged in conversation with one questioner. And then you hear one shot ring out. It appears to be from a high-powered rifle. It appears to have been fired from a distance. We see in the video Charlie Kirk hit. His right hand goes up to the left side of his neck, and you see a gush of blood.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says a person of interest is in custody. Kirk was married with two young children. He was 32. Kirk was a major supporter of President Trump and helped bring younger voters into the conservative movement. This has been a Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
This is
Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In week one, the Detroit Lions got blown out by the Green Bay Packers, and the Kansas City Chiefs dropped the game to the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, two of the better teams in the NFL, and the Chiefs and Lions, are staring at potentially starting the season 0-2, with the Bears going to Detroit and the Chiefs now welcoming in the Eagles. And this weekend, I have the Lions getting the win column, but the Chiefs falling to Philly. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Adams Homes, in conjunction with Acrisure Mortgage, invites you to a special pop-up home expo. It's happening Saturday from 10 till 2 at Turtle Creek, a new cottage home neighborhood community featuring completed homes ready to move in now. At Turtle Creek, you'll find beautiful and affordable new homes, plus vendors, giveaway drawings, even food trucks. Adams Home agents will be on hand to show and discuss unbelievable purchase incentives, plus lenders with Acrisure Mortgage to answer all your questions. Acrisure Mortgage is a top 20 national leader in home underwriting, processing, and closing, offering great rates and extensive home loan product options. Real-time loan updates and available when you need them most. Don't miss it. The Pop-Up Home Expo, this Saturday from 10 till 2 at the new Adams Homes Turtle Creek Cottage Homes Community, just off Highway 29, 3 miles north of the paper mill in Cantonment. Brought to you by Adams Homes and Expo sponsor Acrisure Mortgage.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the VITAS Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty, first up on your top three stories for this afternoon slash evening, Escambia Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, County Attorney Allison Rogers, and Commissioner Stephen Berry will be deposed in a District 1 defamation lawsuit against two Pensacola funeral home directors. Bender and Rogers are scheduled for October 20th and Berry for the 21st. Attorneys want information about letters sent by local funeral home directors in April of 2023 that raised concerns about body conditions after autopsy.
Number two.
Today marks the peak of hurricane season. So far, there have been six named storms in a season predicted actually to be above normal. Instead, the National Hurricane Center is watching tropical waves, not hurricanes, or tropical storms, or even tropical depressions. As of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions. Forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. Well, senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhart says, don't let your guard down.
History tells us that about 60% of the season's activity occurs after the peak, so we're not out of the woods yet.
There you go.
All right.
Number three.
And the city of Pensacola revising its land development code to make it easier to understand and to support attainable housing. This represents the first comprehensive update to the code since its original adoption all the way back in 1947. City officials have ID'd changes to the code as a significant measure in addressing the local housing situation.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, if you've been wondering about the status of that old Baptist Hospital facility over on Marino Street, what in the world are they going to do with that? Well, earlier today, Mayor Reeves sat down with Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and had a discussion.
Right, well, we have a donation agreement in place.
Right.
And we just haven't closed on it. So we have a signed donation that's coming this Thursday to our council to take the additional parcels that were right of first refusal parcels, and then actually that we're going to go ahead and take possession of those. And because we're already planning whether the county decides to live up to the contribution or not, we've got to be future planning here. And one of those potentials, as I mentioned to our council on Monday, would be, well, if we can sell these additional parcels that weren't included in the original donation at market rate and to the highest bidder, well, that's a way to help mitigate this drop in expectation of the $2 million that we've been talking about for 19 months.
All right, Baptist Healthcare vacated the former campus, as you know, after building that brand-new facility across town. Pensacola is set to take ownership of the 31-acre property, demolish existing infrastructure, and over the next few decades build a mixed-income community. Future plans for the old Baptist Hospital.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Fly ball, belted back, and Randy Arozarena clanks it up the upper deck. Go ahead, 3-run home run off the man he was once traded for.
On Root Sports Northwest, almost 6 years since Randy Arozarena got traded from the Cardinals to the Rays for pitcher Matthew Liberatore. Arozarena, now with the Seattle Mariners, hit a blast off the upper deck at T-Mobile Park off Liberatore. Still with St. Louis, the Mariners beat the Cardinals 5-3 and moved within one game of the Astros for first place in the American League West. Houston was leading Toronto 3-1 in the ninth inning. The Blue Jays tied the score, forced extra innings. In the 10th, Tyler Heineman drove in the winning run. Blue Jays 4, Astros 3. Toronto leads the American League East by 3 games over the Yankees and the Red Sox. New York's bullpen gave up 9 runs in the 7th inning last night against the AL Central leading Tigers and lost 12-2. The Red Sox won their 3rd game in a row, 6-0 over the Athletics. Boston called up pitcher Connelly Early to make his major league debut. Connelly Early tied a Red Sox record with 11 strikeouts in his first start. Michael Hellman hit a 2-run home run for the Rangers and saved a 2-run home run with his glove. Texas beat Milwaukee 5-4. The Rangers remained a game and a half behind the Mariners for the final American League wildcard spot. The Guardians won their 5th game in a row, 2-0 over the Royals. Cleveland 2.5 behind Seattle for the last playoff spot in the American League. National League wildcard race, Giants within 2 games of the Mets for the final spot. San Francisco beat Arizona 5-3. The Reds 3 games back after a 4-2 win over the Padres. San Diego dropped 2 games back of Los Angeles in the NL West. Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-2. 2 home runs for Teoscar Hernandez. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the field is now set for the WNBA playoffs. The Seattle Storm beat the Golden State Valkyries last night to clinch the final spot in the postseason. The Minnesota Lynx earned the number one seed and will have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Meanwhile, Phoenix and New York have locked into fourth and fifth seeds and will face each other in the first round. And the rest of the seeding will be determined over the last 2 days of the season. The WNBA playoffs will tip off Sunday.
I know you were playing some sound from baseball. Let me get you up to speed here on our local boys. Pensacola is home tonight. After posting a 4-0 win, zipped over Columbus on Tuesday evening, tonight, game two of the six-game series against the Kling Stones. They've already thrown the first pitch. That went out at 6:05. And let's not forget about some of the action coming up this week. UWF takes on Shorter Saturday up at Penn Air Field. Also, this is a game that I'm real interested in tomorrow night. College game, North Carolina State taking on Wake Forest. Should be a good one. In fact, I prefer this one over the NFL game. But the NFL game's going to be on ESPN Pensacola, right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, dig myself out of a hole.
the NFL coverage for...
I've always told you I like college ball much better than pro ball.
I'm more of a college guy myself. But, yeah, Commanders and Packers, that should be one heck of a game, especially with how the Packers took care of the Lions in week one. So that should be a big deal for them. That game we'll have coverage starting at 6:30 on our sister station, as Chris said, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can also tune in on your on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
Consumers taking their time deciding their purchases at the grocery store. Lisa Brady explains in House Call for Health.
A new study shows people may have aisle anxiety and decision fatigue during their trip to the grocery store. The nationwide survey of 2,000 adults by Talker Research finds most people spend about 4 minutes deciding on each item they buy at the supermarket. Many say shopping feels like an investment, especially for products tied to health, wellness, or those with a long shelf life. And the numbers tell the story. 41% admit second-guessing half the choices made in a given day. More than a quarter say even the simplest decisions can leave them stressed. And at the supermarket, 40% of consumers say they research food products more today than they did 5 years ago. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And COVID-19 no longer in the top 10 leading causes of death in the United States. According to data from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, the top three leading causes of death are now heart disease, cancer, and unintentional injury. Data found the death rate fell by 3.8% in 2024, which signals a decline to pre-pandemic levels. Researchers suggest fewer COVID deaths are likely driving the decline in the nation's overall death rate.
Okay, the Attorney General and Health and Human Services Secretary were at the site of a massive seizure of illegal vape products in Illinois, as federal law enforcement fanned out across the country for similar operations. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Attorney General Pam Bondi and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke from Bensonville, Illinois, the site of the largest vaping product seizure.
Many of these products were smuggled in from China, circumventing regulations.
She says the vape products have fun names like cotton candy and Fruit Loops.
Watermelon Ice. Targeting a child? Also, an American flag on it. Don't let the American flag fool you. It's Chinese.
She said one pen could contain the same amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes and are filled with other chemicals and heavy metals. The ATF and FDA operation seized products in 6 states, including 5 distributors and 9 retailers. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together, and it's not looking so bad, is it?
Absolutely not. We did have a couple of accidents that really gave us some trouble, but it looks like not much is holding you up at this time. We did have an accident reported. This is going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway, particularly near, Bergren Road in that area. It's just causing the slightest bit of congestion, though. Nothing too severe.
Just a pain, right?
Yeah. Just a minor inconvenience. Right. Outside of that, there's nothing holding you up really at all from what we can see. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days. And we're going to see the highs tick up a little bit as a result. Come Friday, the high going to be sitting at around 91.
You know, good weather around here. That's the local snapshot. Let me take you on a bigger scale here, the big snapshot. It doesn't look as pretty as our weather. Flood threats in the eastern U.S. and air quality alert still in effect for the Northwest. Here's Janice Dean with the Fox weather forecast.
A stalled front off the East Coast will continue to bring the potential for high surf, rip currents, and some coastal flooding. Florida getting pockets of heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding through Thursday morning. An upper-level low over Northern California bringing showers and thunderstorms for the region. Smoke from wildfires across the West has prompted air quality alerts, especially for the Northwest. And a big warm-up is on the way for the central U.S. heading into the weekend. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right. There's a sign that inflation is cooling down just a bit. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The producer price index, prices at the wholesale level, declined 0.1% in August. It also declined 0.1% for the core PPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in August, the PPI was up 2.6%, and core PPI on an annual basis was up just 2.8%. Both of those numbers are weaker increases than anticipated, and July's PPI numbers have been revised. The increases were not as severe. The producer price index peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022. The PPI measures the prices companies pay for things. The consumer price index is released on Thursday. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Oracle gained more than 35% after reporting massive cloud demand numbers, setting the company to a historic gain today. The cloud giant posting an all-time high and had its best day since 1992. The Senate Banking Committee voting today to advance the nomination by President Donald Trump of Stephen Moran to become Federal Reserve Governor for at least the next several months. That vote coming after a federal judge temporarily blocked Trump from firing Fed Governor Lisa Cook. 5 years after its $1.3 billion acquisition of Zoox, Amazon is officially entering the U.S. robo-taxi scene. Zoox is offering free rides from select locations on the Las Vegas Strip starting today. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 220 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ set fresh records, up slightly. Crude oil futures for October are under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
648 News Radio 92.3. NASA may not have found a little green man, but what they have found is a significant sign that life was once present on Mars. We've heard this before. Hope this one plays out. Here's Evan Brown.
A rock sample collected by the NASA Perseverance rover on Mars' Jezero crater was found to have poppy seed-looking spots that enough scientists now agree are evidence of previous microbial life. Nikki Fox is with NASA's Science Directorate.
It's a sort of leftover sign. It's not life itself. And it certainly could have been from ancient life, and that would have been something that was there billions of years ago, nothing that's current.
It is quite the exciting discovery, lending credibility to the idea that with the proper conditions and materials, life could develop elsewhere. NASA is working on possibly retrieving rock samples from the Perseverance rover for further study on Earth. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison claiming the title of world's richest person. According to Bloomberg, tech billionaire Elon Musk has been unseated after Ellison's wealth jumped to $393 billion following Oracle's stunningly strong earnings report Tuesday. Musk, who reportedly has a net worth of around $385 billion, first captured the title back in 2021 and has largely held onto it for the past few years. Bloomberg notes that Ellison's leap in wealth is the biggest one-day increase ever recorded by the index.
6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3 Miami, leading the nation in the delisting of homes for sale. Ashley Webster has more from Miami Beach.
Homeowners here are not prepared to drop their prices. Even though, yes, the market has cooled off a little bit, they believe they can get exactly what they want. We're here on Hibiscus Island. This home was delisted just 2 days ago. The asking price, a very reasonable $12.8 million. In fact, the people who buy this home will probably tear it down because it's the lot that is so expensive and so prized because it's right on Biscayne Bay. Now, in fact, South Florida leads the country at 57% when it comes to the ratio of delistings to new listings. In other words, for every 100 newly listed home, 57 were removed. So there you have it. Then just don't want to drop that price.
And South Korea chartering a plane to collect workers detained in an immigration raid in Georgia last week. It comes after nearly 500 workers, including 300 South Korean nationals, were rounded up in a raid carried out by the Department of Homeland Security and touted as President Trump's most ambitious enforcement effort yet. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung has blasted their controversial detention, while the country's foreign minister met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, intending to return the detainees to Korea.
Yeah, those poor folks are in for a bad ride. Can you imagine going back to a country that you escaped from? Not good. Fans have their first crack at attending the biggest event in sports. Here you go. Joe Morgan has the details.
The initial World Cup draw, which is limited to Visa card holders, kicks off today at 11 Eastern and runs through Friday, September 19th at the same time. Successful applicants will be notified by email starting on September 29th after a randomized selection process and will be provided with a date and time slot to purchase tickets. Group stage tickets will start at $60, and the most exclusive seats will reach up to $6,730 for the final. The 2026 World Cup will be hosted by three nations, the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and will run from June 11th to July 19th. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this evening, along with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines to ease you into the night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
One time, he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip, he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. President Trump gave a very interesting speech at the Museum of the Bible in D.C. talking about putting prayer and maybe the Bible back in schools. In scary technology news, 50% of young men say they would consider having an AI girlfriend rather than a real-life girlfriend because of loneliness and fear of rejection. How might revising the land development code facilitate the construction of affordable housing? We talked about it with D.C. Reeves. You can catch all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price playing some head games with you this afternoon. And a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see. We did have an accident reported on Gulf Breeze Parkway near Bergren Road. That is right across the street from the Santa Rosa County Tax Collector. And it was just a little bit of a hiccup. Now it does have some more visible congestion going both east and west, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there shouldn't be much holding you up for too much longer if it is giving you trouble at all. As for your weather, 87 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days, with your highest high over the next few days at least being 91 on your Friday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The VT, MTV, I get all these letters correct.
The VT Cruiser.
The MTV VMAs. That's a slew of them. Let me start. MTV VMAs saw an increase in viewers thanks to a network boost. Michelle Polino has more.
The MTV Video Music Awards spiked in viewership thanks to a move to CBS, jumping 42% from last year. Sunday's show, which also aired on MTV and streamed on Paramount Plus, drew 5.5 million viewers, according to Nielsen's early numbers. That's the biggest audience for the VMAs in 6 years. The 2024 telecasts across MTV and 12 other Paramount cable outlets averaged 4.09 million. Lady Gaga won Artist of the Year along with three other awards. Ariana Grande took Video of the Year, and Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet scored Album of the Year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the first trailer being released for Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's The Rip. The film follows a team of cops in Miami who discover millions of dollars in a stash house. The officers begin to not trust each other as they fight about what to do with the money. The rest of the cast includes Steven Yeun, Tiana Taylor, Sasha Calle, and Kyle Chandler. The Rip hits Netflix on January 16th.
Amazon's new robo-taxi service launching in Las Vegas, offering free rides to the public in a big step toward driverless transportation. No thanks. Matt Murphy has more.
Amazon Zooks rolled out its robo-taxi service in Las Vegas today, offering free rides to anyone using the Zooks app, covering up to 3 miles with room for four passengers. Following 2 years of testing with employees and their families, Zooks is now confident enough in its driverless robo-taxis to offer public rides. The distinct box-shaped vehicles are being manufactured at the company's new facility in Hayward, California. The service is free for now to boost buzz, but prices will soon match traditional taxis and rideshares like Uber. Zooks aims to challenge robo-taxi leader Waymo, with plans to expand to San Francisco, Austin, and Miami, producing 10,000 vehicles annually. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And Prince Harry meeting with King Charles. It's the first face-to-face meeting between father and son in 19 months. Several reports earlier today said that Harry was spotted arriving at the King's London residence. The lines of communication between Harry and the rest of the royal family appeared severed after Harry and his wife Meghan made some pointed accusations about the family in an interview and a book.
Pointed? They were just threats at the royals. That was, you're being very kind on that, let me tell you. Apple has new iPhones and other things for you and your consideration. Eben Brown has more on the report.
Apple debuted its new tech for the coming year, holding to a goal the company's late founder Steve Jobs once set.
Design goes beyond just how something looks or feels. Design is also how it works.
Apple CEO Tim Cook during Tuesday's streaming presentation. There are four new iPhones, an iPhone 17, 17 Pro, and 17 Pro Max, but also a first-ever iPhone Air, no thicker than a few credit cards. And the new AirPods Pro 3 will allow for live translation where people can hear what others say in other languages. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right. And actor Raymond Cruz arrested on suspicion of spraying women with water outside of his L.A. home on Monday. Cruz, known for his role as Tuco Salamanca on Breaking Bad, is accused of misdemeanor battery. Charges have not yet been filed. He says the women were harassing him as he was washing a car outside of his house. He's due in court next month.
Okay, another museum, military museum's coming on the way, an Air Commando Museum planned for Hurlburt Field with construction set to start within 5 years. A UWF Haas Center study estimating the museum will bring a $65 million economic impact, $26 million from direct spending, $39 million from indirect spending, and there you go.
Wow. All not right. Bad.
That's wrapping it for Chris Bryan and Austin Price today. We'll be back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Have a great evening.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.